Welcome to Harmony and Improvisation with Dub Pierce, a podcast dedicated to helping musicians of all levels to play better music. We are wrapping up our study of diatonic harmony. What's next? Blues? Harmonic minor? Jazz? You'll have to stick around and see. Visit us at harmonyimprov.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube and your favorite podcast platform. Partner with us at patreon.com/harmonyimprov. Welcome once again to Harmony and Improvisation. Thanks for joining us.
All right. I'm simplifying this test a little bit. What I'm going to ask you to do is somewhat related to what the last test was, but we're going to speed it up and simplify it. I'm going to say a chord type. What I'd like you to do is spell the chord to the seventh, and then state one possible mode and parent key of that mode. What the parent key would be for that mode. Okay, spell to the seventh. And I'll go back to that D flat minor thing. You're going to spell it to the seventh. Excuse me, D flat, F flat, A flat, C flat. Pick a mode. It's the Dorian of C flat major. And the parent scale. This parent scale would be C flat major. Okay. So here we go. Few seconds on each one of these. We're going to move it along. All you need to do is spell it and say a mode and parent key of that, what that mode would indicate. Ready? Here we go. A minor 7. F sharp minor 7 flat 5. C minor 7. D major 7. E 7. C sharp minor 7. C sharp minor 7 flat 5. G major 7. G flat major 7. F sharp major 7. B flat minor 7. E flat minor 7. A flat minor 7. G minor 7. B minor 7. D minor 7. E minor 7. D 7. B 7. And and D minor 7 flat 5. All right, there it is. A quick way to spell a chord type to the 7, determine what mode that could be in any given key, and name that parent key. All right. I hope it was fun for you. This closes out diatonic harmony. Next, we go to some, I don't know what I'm going to do next, but probably some one-offs. We might talk about pentatonics, blues, jazz blues, you know, possibly a couple of scales that are called symmetrical scales and how they're applied. But don't be surprised to harmonic minor or melodic minor pop up in there somewhere soon.